So, Zach, how does where I live affect how much I pay for insurance?
So, first and foremost, each region kind of has its own quirks, right? There's this mix of hospitals and insurers, and that very much influences how much people pay for coverage. But now, because of the Affordable Care Act, region matters a little bit more, especially for people buying on the individual market and small group plans.
So how does that work?
All right. So before, insurers could compute premiums based on like a number of factors. So how sick you are, how much care you're likely to get. If you're a female, you would likely pay more in premiums. Now that stuff is a no-no. So starting next year, every person in the same region has to be offered the same premium, but the insurers can tweak the rates based on three additional factors: age, family size, and if you smoke tobacco or not.
So with this new focus on region, who wins and loses?
Well, that's a good question, right? If you spread out the risk and things even out, it's going to be good news for some folks, but bad news for others. So think about a small company that historically has had pretty unhealthy workers. This is a big win for you. Your risk pool, you know, the number of folks that your premiums are computed against, has just been multiplied by a lot. And those companies, small, unhealthy companies, are likely to pay lower rates. Now, experts say the flip side of that may also be true. Say you're a healthy small company with not a lot of health costs being racked up. Those companies may also have to pay more. It's unclear at this point, but we'll see.
Cool. Thanks, Zach.
Yeah, no problem, Alana. And if you want more information, there's links and stuff at the health and science page of newsworks.org.